Hi everyone, Saint Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Ricardo, and here's what he's got to say. Hello, Saint Man. I'm a 26-year-old Brazilian fan. I want to know what you think will happen to this generation. Here in Brazil, the laws are getting worse for those who want relationships. Perhaps this is the worst generation in terms of relationships ever. With laws getting worse and women having more power and control than men, with men not wanting to say no to women, what do you think will be the fate of this generation? I abandon serious relationships, but I don't deny that it would be cool to have a cyborg cooch, and I think that an artificial uterus would change everything. But I don't see this technology in my generation and maybe the next. What do you think about that? Well, Ricardo, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. You said that men aren't saying no to women, but we are. And on top of it, women are also saying no to men with their out-of-this-world expectations. As men outnumber women on dating apps 2 or 3 to 1 these days. Your generation and probably 1 or 2 after yours will be the lost generations with collapsing fertility rates. When I was 26 years old, I would have been ecstatic and relieved about this current fall in population and collapse in relationships. That's because 20 years ago, the greatest threat to the world was using up all the fossil fuels and resource consumption. But with falling populations, that's been automatically solved. Now, as your generation eventually sees its fertility fall below 1, that means there'll be enough fossil fuels for everyone. Instead of 8 billion people living in relative poverty, we'll eventually see 500 million to 1 billion people living in relative luxury. I know people are just going to say I'm propagating the elite Georgia Guidestones conspiracy, but I think it's a good thing if you look at things from another perspective. I think the Gen Z and Alpha should celebrate that they're the generations where most of them don't have to take on the responsibility of reproducing and are free to do whatever they want with their lives. Previous generations would have loved to have the opportunity not to have 8 children to work on the farm, and where 4 of them would pass away before the age of 5. Those in Gen Z with financial success will have all the free time in the world, but it's doubtful how much money your generation will have to begin with. You better get used to living with your parents until they pass away and then splitting the family home with your siblings, or possibly living with them into your old age in the place that you grew up. I already see that happening in much of Canada. With AI, though, the elites don't need all those people on Earth anymore to do their labor. People will just cause trouble for them, fomenting revolutions, so I believe that they're orchestrating family breakup and destroying your generational economically so you can't even afford families. I think it's all by design to cover up the fact that there's a collapse in remaining resources. If Brazil is like much of the West and the rest of the world, you and most of the people you know are living in large and growing cities, while the number of people in the countryside continue to collapse. So from most people's perspective, they don't even notice the declining population. For example, in Tokyo, the population is going up, while Japan's population is falling by around 500,000 people a year. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Mentor. The Red Pill Mentor Tokyo is a content creator making research-based videos on a variety of topics, including herbivore men, women's plausible deniability losing power due to men's intellect, why women are delusional about their value, as well as narcissism. He's also the author of a short book called Where Have All the Good Men Gone?, which researches the gender academics gap combined with women's hypergamous nature, resulting in their unrealistic expectations of men and an increase in divorce when she's the breadwinner. The Red Pill Tokyo sponsor links are down below. Anyways, now back to what will Gen Z do without relationships and marriages clown world show. Ricardo, the first thing you're going to go through is an existential crisis. Or most of you will anyway. Without the purpose of family, if you want to feel fulfillment in life, you gotta write your own script. There's no roadmap to what you should be doing. Why do you think your generation's favorite game is Minecraft? It's a game where you can do whatever you want. Build a house, go on an adventure to slay the Ender Dragon or restore the Ghost Village to its former glory. Your generation, once AI takes most of the jobs, will literally be living real-life Minecraft, if AI makes everything dirt cheap. AI will be replacing 80-90% of the population. I think universal basic income is also coming instead of the elites giving up their power, so they'll end up paying your generation a pittance while keeping you hopped up on dopamine from the digital dopamine device du jour. Your generation has so much to look forward to. A return to the moon to get some of that sweet, sweet helium-3 for nuclear fusion, which would provide the Earth power for centuries at current consumption. Then we'll use gene splicing technology as AI starts to do a lot more of the thinking for human beings. I think it'll be an age where imagination will be the most important thing to have. Technology will probably be able to build anything, and your work will be to be coming up with interesting ideas for it to implement. Within 40 to 50 years, we could be living in a world that goes way beyond Star Trek as AI solves most of humanity's problems. There might even be a cure for aging. But right now, your generation is going their own way or being sent their own way by women and their high expectations. The guys your age that can get women are for the most part refusing to commit to any of them and are just playing the field. But you're free to achieve anything you want, and the first thing I did when I became a bachelor was work on making the red pill mainstream. Hopefully that was mission accomplished. Ricardo, your generation is like a bunch of slaves asking what do I do now after I've been freed. Women, on the other hand, for the most part have found careers, cats, and eating themselves into oblivion. Men are gaming and fapping. Maybe you should walk the third path. Find something worth sacrificing your life and time for and working on it. Of course, only a small part of your generation will end up doing that. Most, I fear, will just give in to hedonism. But you guys are lucky. You got to learn about female nature in your teens, and technology has replaced the dopamine rush you would have had from a relationship, and it doesn't matter that women can control men with the laws these days, because we don't need them to feel complete anymore. Your generation's marriage rate is now around 20% at the age of 25. That's less than half of mine when I was that age. As for a cyborg cooch, it's coming. The problem is that people don't have a way to imagine all the steps between now and then. But I think AI is going to solve the Android problem. For example, they asked AI to make parts for an airplane, and it did. They asked it to research to create a new molecule for medicine, and it did that too. At some point, we'll be asking it to build knee joints for robots, then a hand. You get the picture. And piece by piece, we will build what we want. I also suspect that once the elites decide that there's been enough of a culling of the human cuck and cat lady population through a lack of breeding, they'll figure out a way to encourage that people have kids again, once AI can manufacture everything we need. After all, at the very least, they'll want to reproduce themselves. Back in the day, there was a wealthy man in Toronto named Charles Millar that created a great stork derby, where he gave away money to a woman that had the most kids in a competition. Four women each received around $2 million in today's money for their 9 children. So at some point, people, if you incentivize reproduction with great wealth, the populations will rise again. But first, Gen Z and Gen Alpha need to see Generation Beta drop down to only 10% or less of the millennials. Then we can probably begin our very own Great Stork Derby Part 2. Charles Millar was going his own way and never got married or had any kids. I should have made a Gone Among MGTOW video about him. I only recently learned that he even existed. He had a bad experience with a woman and figured out female nature and decided he was done. This is back in the early 20th century. Also, Ricardo, remember that 30 to 40% of your generation identifies alphabet people now. What do you think that's going to do to Brazil? Your fertility rate is lower than America's and Canada's, and you're not getting African and Mexican migrants flooding over your borders. Don't be surprised when wealthy Westerners start flooding into your country at some point as the population falls, and they want to escape their own countries. The fate of your generation is going to be to change the baby boomers' diapers and figure out a way to manage a declining world while simultaneously increasing the quality of life. I saw this in Europe in October, and done correctly, an economy can continue to grow even with a shrinking population. Serbia's grows by 2%, but the population is falling. Your generation also needs to find an individual purpose instead of falling into the one-size-fits-all solution of making your family the goal in life. Half of people will do that, but the other half will have to find their own way. Ricardo, I think you need to embrace what's coming, and that most guys will be single for life without a wife. Previous generations would have loved to have lived free from female nagging, and current generations have now seen more undressed images of the opposite sex than all of their male ancestors combined. Humanity's on the verge of a monumental change, and will probably become post-human in the next century or two, maybe even sooner. There's even a good chance we'll merge with AI and live in the cloud. If that happens, then reproduction becomes irrelevant. If we can digitize consciousness somehow, and you still remain you. But now I'm just doing crazy talk. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Ricardo for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women don't want to smash the average Brazilian man and reproduce with them anymore. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the people that think a future with less people, marriages, and relationships with AI doing everything for us is a bad thing away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.